This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
I know, TMB, that you don't like to point out that tomorrow another revolution around the sun for you, but my friend, you are the gift that keeps on giving. For all the folks that appreciate and love you, happy birthday in advance, and you can't stop me.
Thank you, RSB. I appreciate it. Yeah, tomorrow is my birthday, and I will turn 49 tomorrow, so...
I thought it was if you were a woman, it'd be perpetual 29. You know that.
You're right. If I were a woman, it would be 29. But since I'm not, it's 49, and I'm sticking to it.
You're still a baby. Well, we love you lots here, and of course, so many people are grateful for you and the whole family and what you've been able to do in putting out the things we've covered together over the years, much less the truth about cancer coming up in, a week or two or less. I'm not sure. It's coming up fast, but the truth about detox, what can you quickly reveal? Because, you know, I'm anxiously awaiting all the information that's going to be coming out, and it's a different way to do it than you've done before.
Yeah, Truth About Detox will be out here within the next couple of weeks. It'll be widely known when it's out. I'm not really sure exactly the date that we'll release it, but it's a three-volume DVD set, and it'll come accompanied with a full-color instruction manual and then the transcripts of all of the full-length interviews as well as the three volumes. So you're going to get quite a bit of information. And the real goal, Robert, with the Truth About Detox was to make it simple.
Yeah.
And to explain the terms, to define why do you need to detox these certain organs and what's the easiest and the best ways to do it and give you a schedule for doing it. Because detox is kind of, when I was interviewing Dr. Buttar for the Truth About Detox, he's in it as well. He said, you know, the word detox is kind of, it's like the word love. He said, you know, I love pizza, I love my wife, I love my cat. Those are all different loves, right? You need to define what does it mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so with detox, a lot of people hear, whoa, you need to detox, but they don't really know what that means. People think that detox is, you know, taking a bunch of colon cleanser for a week and just blowing out your colon and you're detoxing.
I still remember, TMB, I still remember like old Saturday Night Lives where they're talking about, here, new colon blow, right? You know, it's like the jokes just write themselves when you talk about certain ways to detox. But, you know, Dr. Buttar is just usually nailing it because there are nuances to detox. There are pathways that are unique. And, you know, of course, gathering the folks that you have in this three DVD series, it's going to give perspectives, I believe, all in one place that have never been before put together like this.
Yeah, it will. It will. And, you know, I actually do get into a little bit of the phase one and phase two liver detox pathways and just really try to educate. It's really more of an educational tool than anything. You know, with the Truth About Cancer series, with those documentaries, you know, you could literally, it was kind of like cliffhangers at times. You're like, I can't wait till the next episode. That's really not the way that this has been That's really not the way that this has been produced. It's not like a cliffhanger type series. It's a series that's really more, you know, step-by-step educational on how you can learn the basics of detox and then implement it in your life and then really get the feeling better.
Well, just like a real detox, getting it out. Getting it out. We're going to get it out. So if you're not sure how to do that, please stay connected to us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show because we'll get you that information as soon as it's available. The link's up, so you'll be the first to get this. And that's coming up later in the year, the truth about vaccines like nowhere else on planet Earth. Some things will be revealed. And I was able and grateful and honored and humbled to be able to participate with you and getting this information out, because it's been so important to my learning and my life and my healing that it shouldn't be kept secret for a minute longer if you can avoid it.
Yeah, that's you're much appreciated. As the you will see in April when we release the truth about vaccines, RSB was able to fill in for me in Orlando when I was not able to make it down there, actually in Tampa, and got some great interviews on homeoprophylaxis at that conference that are going to be included in the truth about vaccines.
Yeah, and that's the one thing when you do a documentary of some kind or a series on vaccines. For me, if you don't offer the options and alternatives for people, you're just kind of leaving them in the lurch, right? It's just like, here are the bad, you know, we know that you and I know what are the dangers, risks of vaccines, what are their limitations. But I don't think it's enough to communicate that as much as that is important. We want to go a step beyond that. And I'm so grateful that the truth about vaccines is going to do that.
Yep. Yeah, that's the plan, is to really to present the truth about vaccines as far as the science, not trying to persuade the viewer one way or the other. Just let them listen to the experts, let them look at the science, let them look at the studies, and if they decide not to vaccinate, to give them options to where they can still help that infant with building a strong immune system if they decide not to vaccinate. And that's really the goal, is to, you know, as I mentioned before we came on the air here, mm-hmm. it's the goal of the documentary is not to preach to the choir. We already know that there's a large crowd of people that are completely anti-vaccine. There's a large crowd of people that are also pro-vaccine that would say you should take all vaccines at any given vaccine and mm-hmm. according to the schedule, no questions asked. But the reality is that it's a false dichotomy to say that that's the only two positions.
Sure.
The reality of the matter is that most likely 70, 80, maybe 90% of the people are somewhere in between, and they just want to get the answers, and they're not staunch for or staunch against. They just don't really know because there's so much apparently conflicting information. And so the goal is to help wade through that mm-hmm. and then let parents make a good decision on their own without being forced to do anything from a heavy-handed government. It's really about the freedom of choice once you're given the information.
Freedom of choice once you have it. If you don't, you're not making an informed decision, informed choice, and that's important to all of us here. And yeah, it's like RFK Jr. He claims to be pro-vaccine, right? He had his children vaccinated, but he's very concerned about the safety, much less the efficacy of those vaccines. So he wants them looked at. He wants that to be addressed and assessed. And, you know, that, of course, for the 10% extreme that want vaccines, no questions asked, all every time, don't even give an option to say no. These people are so frightened of any scrutiny, any sunshine being played on it to really genuinely protect people if it's possible through those, let's say, technological, some would say advancements, others would say it's a misapplication of science in how they have done it.
Yeah, and again, Rob, you just hit the nail on the head there. The goal is really to facilitate discussion and to have a debate about this. That's really what should happen. That's what should happen with science, and that's what should happen in a free society.
Yeah.
You should be able to debate, but unfortunately, Bobby Kennedy sent me over a little bit of footage that he did with Robert De Niro. And one of the things that De Niro said that just stuck out in my mind, he said, you know, to me, it just appears that we should have more debate on this issue, and to suppress the debate is a form of censorship.
Right.
And that's
right.
Really what we have is a form of censorship here when you can't even discuss vaccines, or you're labeled a quack or a kook or a conspiracy theorist. You know, these ad hominem attacks, that really doesn't facilitate discussion.
No, and it's also the irony of those on the political left that are accusing Donald Trump of being anti-science. And I think they'd like to smear Bobby Kennedy, say he's anti-science, even though the guy has been reviewing science for decades now on the environment and is fully capable.
That's all he does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all he does is review science before he goes to court.
Yeah. So to review the science and to ask for more scrutiny and more sunshine on these studies is not to be anti-science. I think that should be anybody with a rational thought left in their body could see that. But those who are screaming and crying that nobody should look at this, they're like two-year-olds that know nothing of science, even if they try to claim the mantle of science.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there just should be an open debate about it. And then, again, you know, much like our position on cancer and the cancer treatments, once you're given both sides of the equation, then you can make your decision and not be forced either way. Just make an educated choice based upon being given all the information. And that's what informed consent's all about. with specifically with vaccines, while we're not given informed consent because we're not told about the potential risks, the potential dangers. There are potential benefits according to the vaccine manufacturers, but where's the potential risks being discussed? You don't see that. All you see is one side from the pediatrician says this will protect your child from measles. They don't let you know that the adjuvants in that vaccine might actually cause inflammation in the brain that could lead to autistic symptoms. So you need to know both sides of the equation.
Absolutely. And of course, we're I'm just ecstatic as far as Donald Trump's willingness to take this issue on, to reach across the so-called political divide to RFK Jr. and say, hey, can you look at this? Let's look at a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. And you know, that tells me a lot about what he knows, or else he wouldn't be doing this, because there's not a lot of advantage in terms of the establishment for Donald Trump to do this. It's only more piling on when you take on the third rail of medical politics, a.k.a. vaccination.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that it just makes me even more clear that Trump's just trying to do the right thing, and he's not trying to win favor, because you go up like he did last week and talk about how pharma has killed, and you go up against the big pharma lobby, it's clear that you're not playing politically correct games. You're just trying to get to the bottom of things and to help people. And it's, I think it's clear to me that's what Trump's doing now.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing, is they try to say he's a corporatist because he has corporations and he's done real well in the business world. But he is not interested in backing down when it comes to confronting global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States. And, I think that takes a man of conviction, a man who's willing to stand up against the entire world, if necessary, for what he believes is right. Now, those of you who disagree with investigating into safety of vaccines, I don't have a lot to say to you, but of course you're probably not listening to our show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, because this is a show for open minds, willingness to question everything in order to protect the lives that we have, our children, et cetera. So this is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I mean, why should you not investigate the safety of vaccines? I mean, when you're talking about a vaccine that's being injected into a newborn on the first day of life, why should we not make sure that that's safe? To me, that just seems to be really logical, especially in light of the fact that we've got a lot of vaccines that are being given to children that have, you know, polysorbate 80 that's used as a carrier to facilitate passing the blood-brain barrier. That's something that should be looked at. I mean, it's definitely, just because you have a position on vaccines one way or the other doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at the facts on the other side.
Right.
The reality
and
is that
safety is so critical. Listen, we got to take our break. TMB is on the road with family. That's why you can hear some road noise. But we are rocking the health world together, as we always do, for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Back after this.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ty Bollinger, my good buddy, he does Outside the Box with me each and every week here. He's on the road with his family, getting ready to celebrate his birthday, not because he wants, well, I don't know, you tell me, you're not into birthdays so much, but you just want to have fun with the family, which to me, that's a great gift.
Yeah, we're heading up to Pittsburgh to have some fun with the family. I think they have some plans to celebrate my birthday, which really nice to do, but birthday's not a big deal to me, really more spending time with family and watching them have fun is where I get my kicks.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, folks, Ty Bollinger, if you're new to the program, because we're getting new listeners and new radio affiliates all the time, he's the author of Cancer Step Outside the Box, which really started all of this many years ago, and we wrote a book together, Unlock the Power to Heal, which is great. You can get it online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And the big one was The Truth About Cancer recently that was put out by Hay House. And that's still in bookstores all over the place, including I've seen it in airport bookstores, which is really cool. So, it's reaching places. But, we recognize there are limitations to reaching some people. And some people, maybe they don't want to be reached. Case in point here, Janet Napolitano, right? She was heading up Department of Homeland Security. And early 2000, apparently, she had breast cancer, had at least one breast removed. I don't know how many she had in total, but she had one of them removed. That's according to the article here. I'm not making this up. And then some years later, she had an ovary removed. There was a cancerous cyst of some kind on there. I don't know. It seems like it was benign. And now, apparently, they're reporting she's back in the hospital with cancer again. Yet they claim her treatments before were successful.
Well, my first question, Robert, is what did she take tamoxifen to treat her breast cancer initially?
It doesn't say, but I mean, it's a valid question. But maybe you should let folks know why that's a concern.
Well, because one of the things that we know about tamoxifen, and this is just me saying it's on the American Cancer Society website, is that we know that it is a carcinogen. It causes secondary cancers such as ovarian and cervical cancer, or secondary side effects, secondary cancers that can be caused by tamoxifen. So that's the first thing I think of, is that maybe she took tamoxifen to treat breast cancer,
right,
and it caused the secondary cancer that she's now treating.
Yeah, and this to me is, you know, the people that, on one hand, we talk about vaccines, and they say the people who are most educated are least likely, or let's say they're more likely to, let's say, alter the schedule or even not vaccinate their children. Yet, ironically, the people who are most educated and well-connected when it comes to cancer, by and large, still run to the oncologist as if they're solid, that that's the only way that they can survive, right? That meme that, it, you know, we have the way, everything else is phony medicine, quack medicine, etc. And that's still, we still got to overcome a lot there.
Yeah, we do. And I think the difference is that when it comes to vaccines, they're more looked at as a preventative. So it's a lot easier to say, well, look, let's just spread out the schedule, let's not vaccinate now, as opposed to somebody that's diagnosed when the oncologist scares them and says, you know, you're terminal with cancer, you got to do something at that point. And so I think at that point, you don't have any options. You're not aware of any of the other options. That's why somebody, even as, you know, as wealthy, educated, whatever the adjective might be, as Napolitano, then you're still going to probably do what is the mainstream treatment, because that's all you know.
Right. You've been funneled into it. And that's the irony there. As well educated as you can be, and doctors, we don't say they're not well educated. They go to higher degree, you know, get degrees. I call them degrees. But the reality is they go through a lot of school, and it's not that they're stupid people, but they are very susceptible and vulnerable to being corralled into a particular place. And this is something that they might not like to admit. But when you see these people, you know, she's making $570,000 a year at this job at the University of California, plus benefits $150,000. So she's not hurting for money. She can afford treatment. Why would she choose to go to a, let's say, an oncologist whose only methods of, quote unquote, curing cancer, which is not really curing cancer, toxic substances that can kill a healthy person, ionizing radiation that can cause cancer, and or surgical removal of body parts that are not the cause of your cancer?
Right, and I think that's the key difference again, Robert, that we harp on all the time, is that if you do have a cancerous tumor and you cut it out, there's still an issue that's underlying that needs to be addressed. And if you fail to address that underlying issue, then you're probably going to have cancer come back. It's like the example that Ed Griffin gave in the documentary in The Quest for the Cure. He said, you know, if you have mold on your corn and you cut off all the black spots, it doesn't mean that you've healed the plant. You just cut off the mold, but there's something wrong with that plant, and you're probably going to get more mold growing.
Very good and important.
That's the reality.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take another break here. We got news about Roundup, speaking of corn, Roundup Ready crops. Also, Taiwan banning GMOs. We've got a bit about the ATF. Is there a bill that would maybe ban at the ATF? Well, this is some good stuff. Here we go. Taking a break. Back with Ty Bollinger after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
TMB, you were just talking about, you know, mold on corn, and it's like the idea of an oncologist would say, oh my gosh, like cancer, let's surgically remove the mold. Or maybe we can radiate the corn, right, and kill the mold. But, of course, what happens to the rest of the plant? Does it acknowledge a reason for the mold growth or the cancer growth? Of course, these are issues that we perceive to be very common sense, but somehow they've defied investigation via the traditional, if we can call it that, scientific investigatory pathways. Now, if you're relying ultimately economically on never finding a cure for a disease, then you would, you know, draw a box around ways that you would allow inquiry to happen, because you know it will never lead to actually acknowledging what causes something, and you don't remove the cause, and you're never going to really do anything but manage disease. or those that have not the economic incentive because they're not limited by that. They're just scientifically engaged, and they say, you know what? I want to find out what are the facts here in this thing. What is really the cause, right? And so we go to GMO food, and we go, hey, wait a second. There was a study, Cirillini, and he showed that this GMO, this Roundup stuff, is causing tumors in rats, just to name one thing. And then it's duplicated around the world. Of course, the establishment inside the box scientists say, hey, that's not right. Of course, the box that Monsanto had for that study was, what, 6 weeks long, right?
Actually, I think it was actually 90 days. But
90
days.
Okay. So the box in that case wasn't to do the wrong study. It was just to do the study short enough that it wouldn't show any negative impact. So to go outside the box in science, in some cases, is to do the same science that the established, quote-unquote, scientific researchers have done, but you extend it out further, and that alone is not allowed, so it has to be discredited. So I bring that up just to help people understand that, it isn't that bad science necessarily is always being done in the establishment. They might be doing good studies, but if they cut them off before you get meaningful data, then it becomes bad.
Yeah, I mean, it really would be kind of, it's the equivalent of, feeding a group of kids a whole bunch of sweets and, just calorie full nutrition empty food for about 2 weeks. And then at the end of 2 weeks, we fed them, 10,000 calories a day for 2 weeks of all high calorie junk food, and none of them gained over 5 pounds. Well, I guess junk food's not bad for you. Well, you know what? If you continued that over a month or two, they'd probably all gain 20 or 30 pounds. It just didn't give enough time to gain much weight.
Right. If we go back to that concept and we go back to Morgan Spurlock and Alex Jamieson and Supersize Me, how he went for a 30-day period of time on a McDonald's diet, morning, noon, and night, and how it accelerated the aging of organs, the inflammation of the liver, the congestion of the liver, and all kinds of biomarkers for inflammation in the body. Had he stopped at 2 weeks, maybe not so much, right? But
if I remember in that documentary, at about 2 weeks, he was still feeling pretty good.
Yep.
It was like the third, fourth week that he really went downhill fast.
Yep, exactly right. And so, again, this idea of science is also about the duration of a study to get meaningful data and information. Because we're talking about long-term exposure, not just I eat one ear of corn that had to be soaked in glyphosate, right? When you're done, right? You could survive that, you recover from that. But you ongoingly expose yourself or your kids, and in this case, that's problematic, and that's an understatement. Now, the article here we have linked up in the show notes today is Roundup now proven to cause liver disease, and it's in your food.
Well, the problem with Roundup is Mike Adams has spoken on Roundup quite a bit, is the fact that it's really pesky little molecule that's glyphosate, and it's hard to get rid of. And, once it's sprayed on the crops, and then those crops are eaten by either you or by animals, it stays in you or the animals. And so we're not only getting it from the crops, we're potentially getting glyphosate from the meats and the eggs that we eat from animals that potentially ate crops that were sprayed with glyphosate. But then you've also got the issue that we have a lot of vaccines now that are being tested, and we're finding glyphosate in the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And, someone might ask, well, how are we finding glyphosate in the vaccines? Well, vaccines are cultured in substrates, and one of those substrates just has to be with many vaccines. So if the animals had eaten grain that was contaminated with glyphosate and got in the animals, then now it's getting into the vaccines because they're being cultured in animal tissue.
Right.
And then we're injecting that into ourselves and our children, those that vaccinate, when we're getting vaccines for glyphosate. Very, very scary stuff.
Yep. And in this research that's noted here from King's College in London, they are saying that, Dr. Michael Antineau et al. Published in Scientific Reports his overall metabolome and proteome disturbances showed a substantial overlap with biomarkers of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and its progression to worse forms of liver disease, liver dysfunction. And it's due, as what they're seeing here, chronic ultra-low-dose glyphosate-based herbicides. So it isn't like you're in the garden spraying and drinking glyphosate. It's low-dose, all the time, chronic exposure. So, folks, even if you think you're eating meat and it's like, they ate the stuff, like you mentioned, if they're eating GMO food, that is going to impact you down the line. So this is something that I think, pay attention, because this has been my focus since I started it in homeopathy. The liver is everything. And if the liver is congested and can't do its job, there is no other organ or system that's going to be better or better for it or able to really, ultimately, be the redundant, fail-safe. Temporarily, maybe, but ultimately, cancer is going to be the result.
Yeah, the liver is vitally important, and that's why, and I think that's why we're seeing this liver disease from the glyphosate, or because of the fact that the liver's not able to detox the glyphosate. You know, it's a very, like I said, pesky molecule to detox. So it's overburdening the liver, and it is the chronic low-dose exposure that we're finding is causing all these problems. That's one of the things that Sayer G mentioned in our interview for The Truth About Vaccines, was this low-dose chronic exposure, we're finding it is actually more harmful than high dosages on a one-off. It's this chronic, always being exposed to these molecules.
And I don't know if I mentioned it for The Truth About Detox, if you remember, but the idea, and maybe I even mentioned it in The Truth About Cancer, we talked about food and how it's not one thing once in a while. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of components at very minute levels coming in and overwhelming the body's ability to detox, as you say, to bind and excrete. There are pathways of excretion, and that is going to be revealed in The Truth about Detox coming up. But this kind of thing is insidious because guess what? It doesn't normally come up that you say, hey, doc, my liver hurts. You know, you don't do that. By the time your liver hurts, man, it's really, really bad, okay? So what you'll end up saying is, I have headaches, I have gastrointestinal distress, I'm fatigued, I have skin rashes, my hair is not looking as good as it did. I mean, there's so many things, but how many doctors say, oh, you suffer from liver congestion? Like in America? Never.
Well, and again, Robert, it goes back to what you were saying earlier. You know, there's this box that's drawn around treatment protocols, that's drawn around tests, drawn around studies, even drawn around doctors. And this box is really a result of the entire field of Western medicine being based on a faulty premise, and that would be the germ theory of disease. And so as a result of us looking for the germ, looking for the pathogen, not being concerned with the state of the internal terrain, mm-hmm. then we have these boxes that are being drawn around because we don't pay enough attention to the state of the individual and our own body's ability to fight off infection and disease if we just give it the right nutrients, as opposed to with the germ theory, you know, it's like, don't worry about the state of your body. Let's just kill the germ. Let's give it an antibiotic for the bacteria. Let's vaccinate it. Let's do whatever we can to kill the germ, the infection, as opposed to letting your body mm-hmm. do the healing when you give it the proper nutrients. That's the fundamental difference. And that's why we see these drastic differences in opinions on how you should prevent and treat disease, because the both schools are based on completely different fundamental axioms.
Yeah, the view of the universe is like, are we living in the same universe, right? But these are why they call them paradigms. And one begets health, the other begets disease. And I know which one we really like to promote, obviously, here. Now, hopefully the American people will wake up and see how dangerous these GMOs are. Really hats off to our good friend Jeffrey Smith on this as well. But Taiwan has recently banned GMOs in school lunches. And the question is, you know, why can't they do that here? Right? Lawmakers in Taiwan, and they're having to face down the other evil empire, communist China, which in many ways has become more capitalistic than America, weirdly enough. But they're also saying, you know what? Our kids do not need to be eating genetically engineered foods at school.
Good for Taiwan. I was not aware of that. When did that happen? Is it recently?
Yeah, apparently it's a recent move. According to the article, we have it in Natural News, and they're banning all the raw GM ingredients and processed foods that contain GMOs. And so that ban's going to go into place, I think, as early as next semester. So it's big news out of Taiwan.
That's great, especially when you contrast that to the stories that we've covered over the last several years on United States schools that the parents were not allowed to send healthy lunches because their kids were forced to eat the GMO sludge that are being served. So we've covered many of those stories. It's almost diametrically opposed to what Taiwan's doing.
Well, yeah, definitely. And as you know, switch gears here, we got a couple of minutes before our next break, but this is interesting. You know, we're both big supporters of this concept and reality of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment doesn't grant you the right to keep and bear arms. It protects that right from government intrusion or suppression, even though it's not fully functioning because there's so many limitations and restrictions on the right to carry. Some states have constitutional carry. Now we have a bill being proposed in the new U.S. House of Representatives for abolition of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, introduced by Wisconsin Representative Jim Sensenbrenner.
So I like that bill by Sensenbrenner. Now, so does it basically remove them from any oversight on firearms from a federal perspective?
Well, it looks like, it's calling for an ATF hiring freeze and would transfer the ATF's current responsibilities to the FBI and the DEA. So I don't know if that's better or worse because there are problems in all of these alphabet soup bureaucratic oligarchy agencies. But I think it's an intriguing thing that BATF has got so much corruption in it that a House of Representatives guy would go, hey, man, there's a problem here. We need to figure this thing out.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. Now, typically, you know, my perspective on FBI is they're pretty much up and up, except for some of the things we've seen over the last few months with Tony and
right.
The way that he waffled on that whole deal with Clinton. But, you know, FBI, I think, pretty highly of. CIA is kind of at the bottom of the barrel. We know that
right.
They've been corrupt for a long time, and the same with DATF. So might be a step in the right direction.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at it some more. Also, Rand Paul's got some insight into the fake news leak on Trump. And he wants to do something about it. And we'll talk about that and more as we wrap up Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In addition to the truth about cancer, truth about detox coming up, truth about vaccines a little later in the year, and you'll learn about it here first with Robert Scott Bell and TMB, Ty Bollinger, together each and every week as we go outside the box. Also, remember our friends at Epigenetic Labs and all their wonderful products, what we're utilizing here, including the bone broth protein that is so yummy, delicious, and good for us. So thank you, TMB, for helping to bring that out, too.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we love that bone broth protein. It's our lunch almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do it up every day as well. Now, we mentioned about Donald Trump and his courage in standing up against Big Pharma. There are others that are doing it as well. And we mentioned Tom Price is being grilled before he's confirmed, hopefully, as the head of the Health and Human Services Department. He's a member of the AAPS, which is AAPSonline.com, I believe, and that's, or it might be .org, I apologize, but it's the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons. And Senator Rand Paul is also a member, as was his father, Dr. Ron Paul. And this is a group that I've interacted with for many years, been to some of their events and or events they've attended, and I've gotten their medical journal every month for the last almost 10 years now. Why do I mention a medical group that I actually like? Well, if you've ever written or read what they write each month, it is so rooted in liberty, so rooted in rooting out government involvement in medicine, and it speaks very much truth to power against the pharmaceutical industrial complex and even the issue of danger of vaccines and their lack of efficacy. Now, Rand Paul, also a member, has come out and said, hey, you know what? That leak about the president-elect Donald Trump, we need to do something about that. Somebody needs to go to jail for that. That's how bad it was, according to Senator Paul.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, RSB, because here is the juxtaposition of these two stories that I want to focus on. So you've got Rand Paul saying, you know, somebody, we should really look at these all of these falsehoods that were spread about Donald Trump. I mean, everybody admits now that it was all lies that were made up, okay? And somebody should look at that. But nobody in the mainstream media is talking about that. What we're talking about in the mainstream media, what they're talking about, I saw last night on one of the news shows, was some congresswoman saying that if we find out that Donald Trump was behind the allegations that Hillary Clinton
yes.
was in bad health, which yeah. we all know she was in bad health, right? We saw her collapse. We were up in Detroit together, remember that night when we saw
her
collapse?
Oh, yeah.
So we know she was in bad health, but they said if Donald Trump was behind these rumors that she was in bad health, he should be impeached as soon as he's sworn in.
Wow.
It's so disingenuous
right.
to say that and then not to follow up with these clear falsehoods and lies that were made up about Donald Trump just this last week.
You know, I was thinking about, it was a rumor that she had poor health. No, it was reality. But as I looked and I watched Tom Price being grilled by some leftist senators, like Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, I just wish Tom Price, because I know he knows about this, because anybody a member of the APS knows about the Flexner Report of 1910. I was just praying that one day he or somebody else would, you know, fire back at a Democratic senator, it could be a Republican too, and say, you know what, we're in this position not because we're not spending enough money on health care. We're in this position because of the Flexner Report of 1910, because of the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations funding a study, if you will, a preordained commissioned report on the state of medical education in America to wipe out all competition to the emerging field of petrochemical patent medicine, and then watch them turn white as ghosts as they don't know what to say, as they bumble and stumble.
Yeah, I'd love to see that sometime. Won't happen, but I'd love to see it.
Maybe we need to give them a copy of Unlock the Power to Heal where it's included, you know?
It'd be some good reading for them, that's for sure.
Yeah, but maybe that's for us to do, you know, eventually get that word out. Because, you know, as much as we've been lecturing and talking and writing and speaking on it, it's still not hit the realm of Congress where they're debating about how to spend money that they steal from U.S. taxpayers to turn over to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Maybe a little less now that we'll have a President Trump and a Tom Price, but still getting to the heart of the matter. That's our focus and our goal, and that's what you do with the truth about cancer, what you're going to do with the truth about detox, and what you're going to be doing about the truth about vaccines probably in April of this year, TMB. And I love you for it, and I appreciate you so much. And whether you want to be happy birthdayed, I'm happy birthdaying you anyway.
Thanks, RSV. Love you too, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
So everybody, have a good time and celebrate Ty's birthday, even if you're not hanging out with him tomorrow. We will. And Ty, have a great time with the family in Pittsburgh. And go Steelers.
Go Steelers, that's for sure, man.
Okay, now I've upset everybody in Massachusetts. But I'm going to say go Falcons, ultimately, because I was in Atlanta for years. So what the heck? We'll have fun with the mindless sports, too.
There you go.
All right, take care, everybody. You know what to say, TMB.
Yes, I do. And that would be that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him?
Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.